Unity, the third annual Little Mister and Miss Cultura Lloydminster pageant was held in Lloydminster on Jan. 25, where the title and crown were won by Marcus Cacipe. Cacipe was the youngest of the male competitors at this year's event. This year's competition saw 3 boys and 9 girls vying for the title of Little Mister and Miss Cultura Lloydminster, each of them showcasing their sense of style in varying activities, their amazing talents, and themselves in a question and answer section. The pageant is open to Filipino-Canadian children ages 5 to 10 years of age. Cacipe, who is in grade 1, competed last year for the first time, however did not advance to the grand finale. He was determined to go back this year, with the hopes of bringing home a title or two. Competitors modeled for the crowd 4 different styles: casual, sports, festival, and formal. For Cacipe, his casual attire in a black leather jacket and blue jeans, formal attire in a navy blue slim fit suit and tie, and his footwork and soccer tricks with his Cristiano Ronaldo-inspired sports attire all earned him awards in the 3 categories. The 6-year-old continued to show off his footwork and moves on stage during the talent portion of the pageant. Being a student at Flourish Studios gave Cacipe the added edge he needed, earning the Best in Talent and Best in Production number titles as well. For the question and answer portion of the event, Cacipe was asked what his biggest dream was, sharing his dream of becoming a famous soccer player and being rich someday. Throughout the pageant, he was also named Little Mr. Winsome Smile and Little Mr. Photogenic and won the People's Choice Award titles. Parents, Loisa and Mark, said the experience was exciting for not only their son but for them as well. "I was both excited and nervous for him, and there were times I felt like I was the contestant," laughed Loisa. With his newfound title and crown, Cacipe won a variety of trophies, toys, sweets, and cash, with the hopes of buying a hockey net in the future. As Little Mr. Cultura Lloydminster, he will have to represent the Filipino community throughout the year, including at the upcoming July 1st celebrations at Bud Miller All Seasons Park. Loisa is also hoping to find a way to include her son in big events around Unity, such as the Rodeo Days Parade or an upcoming Filipino celebration. When asked if he is looking forward to competing again next year, Cacipe said he was not interested in competing again. "I was really tired and being on stage made my legs hurt," said the winner.